This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Tonight, President Bush plans to speak to the nation about the situation in Iraq. He will speak at the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The White House is billing this as the first of several addresses about the planned handover of power to Iraqis, which is due in about 5 weeks. NPR News analyst Koki Roberts joins us now, as she does every Monday morning, for a political discussion. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So why do this speech now?
Well, obviously, the president knows that things are going badly. The poll numbers on Iraq are terrible for him. And the pictures, of course, of the prison abuse, which keep coming, have been very, very damaging. And stories about how high the responsibility for the abuse goes keep coming out and raising the bar higher. There's a tremendous amount of unease among members of the president's own party. One high-ranking Republican said to me last week, we're in quicksand in Iraq. Well, that is very dangerous for the president. He's got to convince the country he has a plan, that we're not just floundering around there. And he does still have a chance to convince people of that. The hard part for him is that he can't control what's happening on the ground in Iraq. For instance, this morning there are reports of home videos of that wedding party that the Iraqis say the Americans hit. The Americans say they hit a group of terrorists, but the home videos are going to be very damaging, particularly in the Arab world.
All of which means the president has to speak about Iraq at a time when a lot of voters are thinking about the economy.
And, you know, the economy should be better for him than it is, Steve. 900,000 jobs have been created in the last few months, and unemployment is down in 11 of the battleground states. It's up in 4. Still, there is just such a sense of unease, and it's affected the markets, as you know. They're skittish over Iraq, waiting for the other shoe to drop on interest rates. And that's had an effect on the 401k statements that people have been opening up, seeing them go down again, their assets go down. And, of course, gas prices are at an all-time high. Over the weekend, they hit that of more than $2 average in the country. Now, the Saudis this weekend said they'd produce more, and crude oil prices were coming down this morning, but we don't know whether we're going to see an effect at the pump and whether we'll see it in time for people's summer driving. And you add to all that the fact that at the end of last week, the Republicans in Congress made it clear that they can't get a budget passed. And it's hard to sell as economic good news, even if it is good news. We'll see what the consumer confidence reports say tomorrow, but this is all tough.
A lot of analysts look at this and begin to draw comparisons between this campaign and President Bush's father's reelection effort in 1992. What comparisons do you see?
Well, you know, what's so interesting about that is that this President Bush has worked so hard to avoid the traps that his father fell into when he was running for reelection, but he seems to be not able to help it. I remember going into the Bush 1 White House, to interview Chief of Staff John Sununu about economic plans for the second administration. And Sununu kept me waiting a long time and finally came down and said, I'm sorry it was so long, but we've just had to change our policy towards the Kurds. This is after the first Persian Gulf War, because the pictures were killing us. So the president unable to get engaged about the economy because of what was going on in Iraq. The same thing seems to be happening this time around, despite this president's best efforts, and the same kinds of complaints out of the Republicans in Congress, saying we've got to hear more from the president about the economy. He can't just talk about tax cuts. You know, one of the problems they fear is that there's a good deal of evidence that economic impressions are formed in the spring, and even if the economy is much better by the fall, as it was with the first President Bush, voters don't know that yet.
That's NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Koki, thanks.